From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Opponents of Arizona's new immigration law held a rally in front of the White House today to call on President Obama to impose a moratorium on deportations and overhaul the nation's immigration policies. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
According to the organizers of the rally led by immigrant rights groups, Washington, D.C. was one of 80 cities in 30 states protesting Arizona's new law to crack down on illegal immigration. But speakers, including Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, also chastised President Obama for breaking his promise that he would push for immigration reform.
What the president should do is be consistent.
Arizona has triggered an angry debate, but few expect Congress to take up immigration this year. The president has said publicly the timing might not be right. Hundreds of activists at this rally, though, seem convinced that the timing is perfect to once and for all push for amnesty and a more effective, humane way to secure the border with Mexico. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Thousands of demonstrators in Chicago came out against the Arizona law today in what is usually a May Day rally. From member station WBEZ, Chip Mitchell sent this report.
There are many flags in the crowd, of course, Mexican flags, but more than anything, American flags. That's something a little different than previous years. Also, many signs and banners talking about legalization for the nation's estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants. And of course, many T-shirts and signs and lots of speeches talking about Arizona.
Chip Mitchell from member station WBEZ reporting from Chicago. Experts are warning that an uncontrolled oil gusher in the Gulf of Mexico could create a nightmare scenario if the Gulf Stream carries the oil slick toward the Atlantic. President Obama plans to visit the Gulf Coast tomorrow morning to assess the damage from the oil rig disaster. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro attended the president's commencement speech at the University of Michigan today.
Many presidents have spoken at the University of Michigan. 20 years ago, President George H.W. Bush told graduates, "The old ways of doing things have run their course." President Obama delivered a similar message.
The truth is, the debate we've had for decades now, between more government and less government, it doesn't really fit the times in which we live.
He called for civility in public discourse, not because words like fascist and socialist hurt people's feelings, he said. Rather,
it makes it nearly impossible for people who have legitimate but bridgeable differences to sit down at the same table and hash things out.
The audience at commencement was 92,000 people, the biggest crowd President Obama has addressed since his inauguration. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Water to 2 million people in Boston and about three dozen suburbs is temporarily unsuitable for drinking after a break in a pipe that connects a major suburban reservoir to the city. Crews are on the scene. This is NPR. Thousands of Greeks marched in Athens today in commemoration of May Day, the traditional workers' holiday. But they were also sending a message of discontent to the Greek government, which is planning massive budget cuts. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports.
Shouting slogans against capitalism, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, and their own government, protesters said that already underpaid Greeks shouldn't have to sacrifice anymore. Recent polls show most Greeks don't support the bailout package of up to $160 billion by the EU and the IMF. They fear the budget cuts attached to the bailout will be too harsh. But Lefteris Frangakis, an airplane mechanic who recently lost his job, said Greece's history of corruption caused the country's massive debt problems.
I think the system has collapsed. It can't be done anything now.
Tomorrow, the Greek government is expected to announce more cuts to jobs, salaries, and pensions, as well as more tax hikes. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A muddy but still exciting day at Churchill Downs. Jockey Calvin Burrell won his third Kentucky Derby in 4 years, guiding Super Saver to an easy victory over a rain-soaked track.
And they're coming down to the finish, and it is Super Saver, a late run from Icebox, but it's Super Saver and Calvin Burrell, the unflappable Calvin Burrell, riding that rail to victory once again in the Kentucky Derby. Icebox and Paleo.
Winner Icebox finished second in the field of 20. Again, Tom Durkin calling the race for NBC. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.